everyone. This is kind of a new approach to Omaha Talks, because today I am going to eat Long John Silver's for the very first time on mic. Not too much on mic, but I'm going to try. What I'm sitting here with is I got the fish and chicken basket, which I believe is two chickens, one fish. All right. Never had this before.
I should have got vinegar, but I forgot.
I did too.
I was too excited. I didn't even think about
it. And, you know, Long John Silver's for me gets a strike for not letting you apply your own condiments. That shouldn't be something that people working should have to bother with.
Well, it comes in packets, but I don't know. People don't use the malt vinegar.
Put a bucket of packets out there.
Yeah, it's like no brainer.
I did look for condiments, I will say it. And then I was just like, oh, they probably just have a... Anyway.
Tartar sauce, you know, the huge.
I would have loved some tartar sauce with this. I'm just saying, I haven't even tasted it yet, but I like tartar sauce. That being said... Oh my God, excuse me. I'm burping with excitement. So I did eat a hush puppy off mic, and I got to tell you, delicious. Fried bread.
I don't really like the hush puppies. Just don't, not a hush puppy dude.
Jesus Christ.
But a lot of people too. I like everything else but the hush puppies.
All right. So this all started because I legitimately... was thinking to myself, and I've brought this up to my wife several times. I drive past that Long John Silver's on Saddle Creek, and I see people there, and it just looks like a fucking photograph from 1988. Like, it doesn't, nothing there is updated. It's the Long John Silver's that time forgot, and people are keeping it open.
Oh, yeah, dude.
They're just, can't wait to get in there.
It's not cheap, dude. We got the cheapest thing, and it was fucking $11.
Yeah, man.
That's the cheapest meal.
That's not cheap. No. in the echelon that LJS is in. We're going to say LJS from now on.
All right.
Anyway.
By the way, did you know Sour Patch Kids are SPKs in school?
I did not know that. Sounds like a gang.
Yeah, Van was like, no, SPKs.
That would freak me out if my little kid came home and was like, SPKs, Dad. He's like, are they here?
No, nope, Sour Patch Kids.
Yeah. No, the candy. Anyway, okay, so I when I post things on Facebook, a lot of times I like to be irreverent or silly, you know. It's just, I don't put too much thought into it.
Also, have you had Toppers? Because you brought that up.
That's along the same lines.
But have you had it?
Since then.
It's not bad. I've got it for the kids. It's not bad. But okay.
I remember I went to a birthday party. Julie Cymbalista, if you're listening, she ordered pizza from three different places. And I think Toppers was one of them. But it was like, if Toppers was one of them, it was that and La Casa and I think Orsi's or something.
You can't put it next to that type of shit. But I would say it's better than Domino's or fucking Pizza Hut shit.
Well, sure.
But yeah, it's still garbage.
Okay, so growing up, I just never ate there. I ate my fair share of fast food.
Yeah. Well, I think Toppers is fairly new, isn't it?
Well, I'm going back to the LJS.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, the Toppers thing? Yeah. I don't know. Okay. I don't know.
Okay.
Again, when I asked about the Toppers thing, not a slam. It's not a slam. It just really isn't. Although the image in my head of Long John Silver's was fucking disgusting, and that's why I've never eaten there. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that. And then I was like, no. Why do I think that way? It was like something embedded in my head.
Open your mind.
In my, yeah. Yeah.
In your heart.
And I almost had this, like, I almost wore this badge a little bit. Like, I've never eaten there. I can't believe it. It wasn't like a badge. It was just kind of a funny thing.
Yeah.
I've never eaten at that fast food joint.
I've never had a McDonald's hamburger.
That's fucking ridiculous. It's nuts. Next episode, we're going to McDonald's.
All right. As long as I have ketchup on it, I'll give it a try.
We're going to McDonald's. Anyway. Wait, have you ever had a Big Mac?
Nope.
Okay, you have to have a Big Mac. Yeah,
I fuck with Burger King's burgers. Like, real hard.
So then you'll be just fine. All right. Yeah, you'll be great. All right, so anyway, never eaten there. I make the post, and so many of
flooded in.
Come in, and you're like, no, it's good. Like, I eat there. It's decent, you know? And seriously.
I was one of, like, four people that had ate there this week.
Brandon chimes in right away.
Well, it's so fucked up.
I ate there on Monday.
It's so fucked up because I literally, I'll go a year or two without even thinking about eating there. It just never crosses my mind. And we were, Rilo and I were at Target doing some shopping, and I was like, fuck, you know, I'm hungry. We had to get some shit. So I was like, oh, Long John Silver's. That sounds kind of good. It's shitty, but I'm going to get it.
I'm pretty sure the universe was like pushing us towards Long John Silver's. Yeah, it's just like... Because that's weird.
Right? It's actually really fucking weird. It is. Now that you talk about it, the fact that I ate there literally out of nowhere, you talk about it the next day.
And then I have this history with Long John, you know, or lack thereof.
This is going to be our number one episode.
This is going to be it. We've really hit a high point here, Brandon. But anyway, okay, so here I am.
Watch out, Mark Maron.
Yeah.
We're coming for you.
Yeah. So,
it's also Caitlin's first time, and they want to come down here and have her experience after you do yours.
If there's any left, I might really like this.
Oh, no, she has some up there.
Oh, she brought her own. Okay. All right. Okay.
We'll see.
Okay, so I get to the counter, and I posted on Facebook again, you know, what should I eat here? Legitimately asking, like, what should I get? But I wasn't going to, I don't know. Traffic was shitty. We got there. By the way, fucking traffic. Awful this afternoon. I don't spend a lot of time in West Omaha, but today I did. And Jesus Christ almighty, it was horrendous. Whoa. Just had to get that off my chest. Anyway, I get up to the counter at Long John Silver's and I panicked a little bit. I went with the Slim Choice. Now, The calories by the meals on the fucking thing is bullshit. And that should be illegal. Not legal. That shit should be illegal.
800 to 2,000.
Yeah. Oh, it might be 800 calories. It might be 1,878 calories approximately. You know what I mean? Like, don't do that.
I need to go back through the comments, but who the fuck suggested green beans? That's funny. In your comments. And it's funny because literally...
Nobody suggested green beans. I got that one myself.
It's also funny because your second post... Uh-oh. He's eating... What was that? The chicken?
Piece of green beans.
Okay. I had to take a look.
Salty green beans. Honestly, I have a serious hankering for green beans.
Dude, I fuck with green beans. I like canned green beans better than like fresh ones.
I will go nuts on a can of green beans. Maybe a little butter, salt, and pepper. Yeah. Fuck it.
See, that's like a childhood memory of like canned corn, canned green beans. Always hated peas. Never a pea guy.
Peas taste like shit.
Yeah. Rila loves peas. I fucking hate
peas.
Have
we talked about this before?
Maybe. I don't know. I just hate peas. I like that you hate ketchup and you hate peas.
Disgust me.
Yeah. I think we have. Yeah.
Like when I die and go to hell, they're going to be like, hey, we got ketchup and pea pudding.
Yeah.
It's for you all day, buddy. Like, all right. Peas are gross, and interestingly enough, recently fed my son peas.
Puked?
Fucking hated it.
Yeah.
Did not like peas. Was doing the head shake thing. Yeah. Yeah, it's like, oh, I knew it. I love you.
Also, at that point, they're strapped down, and it's just like, they can't do anything.
You know, the hardest part is just to get his hand out of his mouth. While he's eating, I'm just, you know, it's like his palate cleanser.
Yeah.
Like, I take a bite of fruit, and then I eat my hand for a little while. And I don't want to hold him down, because then he's like, you know. Anyway, all right. I walked to the counter at Long John Silver's, and I got the two-piece with the two sides of green beans. And I'm sorry. You know what, you guys? I know what fried potato wedges taste like. Mm. I like really good coleslaw. I don't need Long John Silver's coleslaw. And I've eaten at KFC a bazillion times. And the Long John Silver's we went to is shared with the KFC. So I didn't even do that shit. Yeah. So this is what I got. So Brandon, drum roll, please. No, you don't have to do that. Yeah. I don't know what this is.
This is the chicken. No, that's the chicken. If it's smaller, chicken.
That is chicken. Here we go. That's a disgusting sound.
The breading, the flavor.
Should we do a 1 to 10 scale? Yeah. 1 to 10 scale on this? Okay.
Well, and with what it is, too. Like, you know, fast food. It's not your fucking, like...
No, I'm not a
Michelin star.
I'm not a gray plume right now. Okay. Gray plume. Oh my God. Almost choked on that. Chicken. So, I'm going to give this.
If I had a dollar for every time I've heard that.
I know. I'm going to give this chicken strip. I'm going to give it like a. I'm going to give it an 8.5.
Really?
Really?
So, out of a chicken strip, though. What tops that? Because I'm going to tell you right now, I think that's a fucking 10.
I'll tell you what.
Tell me a 10 chicken strip.
A 10 chicken strip is with like a spicy breading, and it's not a pounded out piece of chicken. There's room for the pounded out pieces of chicken, but this is a flat chicken breast. It's chicken breast meat.
Yeah.
But it's pounded out flat. I kind of like the girthier chicken strips. Fair. For sure. A 10. For my 10.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But this is delicious. And the breading, it almost is reminiscent of like a corn dog. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
I mean, the fish is in the same breading. It's not going to be
a big jump.
Fucking earth-shattering experience, but it's the bigger one.
It will be if I get botulism.
Yeah.
And we were talking before we started, it would be hilarious if I just got a freak case of food poisoning right now. Oh, my God. My mom would be so proud.
Like
10
minutes later,
and
you're just like, yeah, shit in your pants.
Yeah. All right. I'm going for the fish. Ooh. I'm going to guess this is cod.
Who knows? Who fucking knows? I mean,
is this pollock? I'm sure we could Google it really easily, but let's not. No.
No.
I don't want to. All right, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, that is delicious. That is a delicious piece of fried fish.
Like when you, like fucking fish and chips? Like that's what
exactly
you want.
What I was thinking.
You want to imagine
this
that.
This is what I want.
Yeah.
Yeah. And for anybody that doesn't like to eat fish because it's too fishy, I'm telling you right now, you need to get your ass down to Long John Silver's. Get the 2-in-1 plate. I believe it was an L6.
It was the L6.
You'll be fine.
So everyone was talking about the fucking Crispies. You got some Crispies in that shit? Like, is there a little, like, crispy parts? No?
Not really. And you know what?
You know what's funny? It's because, like, I saw, like, 3 people mention their grandma. My grandma fucked with the Crispies. Like, loved them. And
that's because she lived through the Depression.
I know, but she was just eat, like, a fucking, like, little, like, tray of, like, Crispies. Like, always, like, throw some
Crispies. Did she also, like, have holes all over the backyard with money buried in it?
No.
That just seems like such a, I don't know. Because, yeah, people commented on that. And I appreciate your candor. And the fact that, like, you go hard in what you're doing passionately.
Also, Casey mentioned the clams. The fucking fried clams are actually pretty good.
I didn't see the fried clams. I would have gotten fried clams.
They had them, but I just didn't even think about it.
You know.
No, eat on it. People want to hear it.
No, they don't.
The people want to hear it.
I'm disgusting. I eat like a wild boar. But I crawl like a kitten. So, if you're going to eat fish, unless it's like some Dave Utterback Yoshitomo shit. Why not?
Yoshitomo sushi or Long John Silver.
Why not, if you just caught something, you know, you're like, oh, should I throw it or should I keep it? Cover it in butter. Bread it, you know, salt it up. Throw that bitch in the fryer and eat. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with that. I had all these preconceived notions, and they were just immediately dispelled in 3 bites. I'm going to finish this food.
Yeah.
I'm going to feel terrible after eating it.
No, you will.
Not
feel
because
shitty.
It wasn't good, though.
No, you'll feel shitty, but I think you feel shitty with any fucking anything.
So Burger how does King, it, okay, McDonald's. So how does it work then if you're hungover? And I think I know the answer to the question. You're hungover. Or maybe even you're just getting done. Like, have you ever been, like, super sick? And then, like, that first day that you can really hold food down, it's like, oh, my God. You know what I'm talking about, Brandon?
Of course.
He's texting right now. He has no idea what I'm talking about. Oh, my God. So, anyway, you're hungover. You crave the saltiest, just the nastiest food. Isn't that an interesting little situation where, you know, you feel like crap, so you want something awful?
I don't, it's always, yeah. It's like,
but you just want all that garbage.
Biscuits and gravy or fucking like,
oh my God,
cheeseburger or like fucking
biscuits anything. And gravy.
Game changer.
shit on a shingle.
Is that what it's called?
It's a version of biscuits and gravy. I think shit on a shingle is when you have like Texas toast, big ass toast.
No, okay. So we were in Lincoln this weekend for a car show, and we ate it. I don't even fucking remember the name of the place, but we ate at this breakfast place in Lincoln, and they had biscuits and gravy, but instead of like a sausage gravy, which you could add sausage to it, which we did, but the original, like, just part of the gravy was a mushroom gravy.
Okay.
I mean,
puke.
The sausage was awesome, but honestly, like, the mushroom, it was like a stroganoff, like, gravy on top of this. Oh, it was so fucking good. So good. And I had this, like, tea-infused fig oatmeal, and, like, it was all really good food, and it was all fairly priced in Lincoln.
Man, I absolutely love good teas, and I never drink it.
When Teavana was closing, like, they closed in the
mall. Yeah, you guys went hard on
it. Well, because it was, like, 75% off.
You were having me smell all those teas. I'm like, God, I love tea. Yeah. Why don't I treat myself?
Dude, I fuck with the loose leaves, dude. It's awesome. Because I can't drink coffee, so I got really into these, like, caffeine-free loose leaf teas, which are basically just, like, flowers and, like, orange peels and shit, but it's good. It's really all that stems I can have. Seeds. It's basically all it is, but it's so good.
Yeah, okay. This is kind of a funny story. So the first Christmas I spent with my wife, then girlfriend, we'd only been dating seriously for a few months, right? So you don't want to go crazy on the first Christmas. You're not, you know, you don't go crazy on the first Christmas.
How so? Like present-wise?
Just yeah, present-wise. Yeah. Present-wise. Well, and mentally healthy. You don't want to
drink.
You don't want to set yourself on fire in the middle of the street on the first Christmas.
Sure.
So anyway, I went to the Teasmith downtown because she likes tea, and I went nuts. Just got all kinds of stuff.
Surprisingly, isn't hard for fucking tea. It's pretty easy to go. Like,
all kinds of teas.
We fucking, like, when we bought, like, diffuser, like, the fucking, like, iced tea diffuser and some other shit. Mm-hmm. So we went a little hard, but we spent, like, $215 there. Like, on the everything. Like, teas, the fucking, like,
iced tea. And I thought to myself, I'm like, well, you're buying tea, you better buy the best tea.
Yeah.
So it was, like, you know, six of the best teas. Guess what she gets me? So in front of her family.
A Rolex.
No. I already had like three or four of those at that point. No, she gets me.
A $25 Amazon gift card.
She gets me a $25 gift card to Walmart. No, she got me a framed, matted and framed Francis Bacon painting. Print of a Francis Bacon painting. It's a female figure. And, of course, I opened mine first. And then I was just like, you got to be fucking kidding me. That fucked up. Yeah, and now it's like a funny story. They're like, oh, you're going to get her some tea, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, it was the first Christmas. She went overboard. She nailed it. Like, I almost started crying.
Yeah, I mean, the tea thing, though, it's, I feel like, Brandon,
apparently not. I'm glad you're with me on that.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, big wows. Big wows from everybody, like. You almost started crying at her gift, and
really, I don't know. I mean, I feel the tea, like, I feel it's a heartfelt thing. Buy me tea.
I'm a terrible gift giver. Yeah, I've given you some solid gifts. I've probably given you the best gifts that I've given to anybody. Yeah. It's like fucking Hot Wheels cars, and
Anything that's Batman or Mickey related. Can't go wrong.
Oh yeah, so. Mickey the pin. Yeah. Shit,
I've given you only Batman things. I think
that's true. Well, that's not a bad exchange.
It's fucking easy.
I know, man. And I was telling you last week, I don't know about you guys, how you feel about the Amazon Alexa, but I think it's a steaming hot, circle-ish piece of shit. I don't like it at all. I mean, I've heard the Google Home.
I've heard the Siri one sucks too. Dude, fucking Google's won my heart in the last couple of years. I know that they're fucking watching everyone, but, you know. I'm not, like, looking up fucked up shit, and I'm not Google searching shit. I'm not stupid.
I know. Isn't that interesting? Like, I saw, I don't think it was a New Yorker cartoon, but it was some kind of contemporary silly cartoon, and it was like, 10 years ago, you know, don't say this over the phone or they're going to hear
us.
Oh,
yeah, I've seen that.
You know, whatever, 20 years later, like, Alexa, buy me drugs or whatever, you know, something like that. And I guess so, but, I mean, then you see people with tape over the cameras on their
I do have that. Computers. I'm not doing anything. It's just, like, I've seen, like, even fucking Mark Zuckerberg tapes the shit. See, I got these like slide things. I just do it just because like it is kind of fucked. I do listen to this like hacker podcast where it's like McAfee. It's right. called Hackable. And it's actually like pretty fucked up at like anyone can like
McAfee?
McAfee. Which that guy's nuts.
Oh,
that guy is insane.
Shit.
Yes. No, I know the guy that owned it or started it is fucking insane.
Oh, man.
Dude, yeah.
That just, name is forever going to remind me of one thing, and it's not him killing a guy. No, no, no.
Explain.
Oh, you haven't seen the Netflix documentary?
Oh, no. That's what, yeah, like, just yeah. like him, like,
oh, well, lost the method mind. In which he was intimate with his several partners.
Oh, no, I don't, maybe I haven't seen, yeah. Oh, wow.
I just told Brandon.
Yeah, watch it for yourself. But, yeah, I don't know. I just know the guy's fucking insane. But
insane.
Yeah, but the podcast, Hackable, is pretty
good. Dude,
that
guy was running for president while he had an active murder investigation going on in a different country. And people were like, oh, man, got McAfee. Something to say. Yeah, yeah. McAfee. Shit, he saved me from fucking
viruses. Dude.
Oh, man, that documentary was nuts, man. Speaking of documentaries, I'm watching, there's a series on Netflix right now, of course, called, I think it's called Drug Lords, but it just does the factual accounts of these massive drug lords. But they did the we talked about American Gangster before, the movie with Ridley Scott, Denzel Washington, and Russell Crowe.
Mm-hmm.
Great movie. Well, all the guys that are still alive, the cops and Frank Lucas, are in this episode talking about it. And it is insane. It is crazy. So what these guys did in New York, the Vietnam War was at like the very end. Okay. So like probably in the last 2 years of Vietnam. Mm-hmm. And Frank Lucas, who is like this drug kingpin of Harlem, of New York, he has a buddy or a cousin in Vietnam who has access and like hooks him up with this giant heroin exchange. Anyway, that's the story. I mean, that's everything that's portrayed in American Gangster. And in the documentary, they really kind of break it down as to how it worked. Well, these guys were shipping drugs back in like military coffins and stuff. Like it was huge. It's insane. And then I'm watching this stuff, you know, and seeing the factual accounts and then just like seeing stuff with Nixon and Vietnam. And then all the while this is going on and blah, 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 blah. And it just kind of gave me a moment of clarity in the sense that like, you know, things are really crazy right now and the world kind of feels like a pressure cooker a little bit, but
it's been crazy.
It's been crazy. I don't know. I mean, it's just been different crazy. You know what I mean? But it was just kind of weird that, like, I almost got a little bit of comfort. I was just like, man, if you were, like, our age, I guess, like, seeing with that, it would be really disturbing. And then Watergate and all that stuff. Like,
no, man. I mean, I think the 60s and oh, my God. Think of, like, the atomic bomb scares and, like...
Think of the atomic bomb being dropped.
Yeah. I mean, that fucking... All the crazy, like, serial killer shit in the 70s, like, Vietnam, like, race wars. I mean, there was a lot of really crazy shit back in the day. So, I know it's crazy now, and we can only, like, relate to what's going on now, but... It's been a lot crazier.
Dude, and I really think that what lends to not the craziness, but the awareness of it is the fact that, like, information is at our fingertips. So, like, we're way more aware of stuff. That's way more information to take in and be like, oh my God, you know what I mean? Like,
we were just talking about this with Missy's dad the other weekend when he was here, but like the smartphone, like I got the first iPhone, which was when I was in Seattle, which as of April would have been 10 years ago. So and that was the first iPhone. And the iPhone, like, from a, like, a general, like, populace, like, having that didn't happen for another couple years. Like,
yeah, like, first iPhone came out in 2007?
2000, yeah, 7 or 8. Yeah. Because the 10, that's why they skipped the 9 and it's the 10. Because it was a 10-year anniversary. So, general people probably didn't have it until the iPhone 3. So, you're talking, like, Eight years at most where people had any, and I'm not just saying Apple, but you know, but dude, like any serious, kind of smartphone.
It is a fucking like nanosecond in the span of modern history, let alone history of the, you know, it has happened so fast.
But then I was also like sitting there and I'm like, this shit is crazy. Like, I'm gonna Instagram live this shit right now. But, you know, it's just, like, crazy that I can fucking do that. Like,
yeah,
at the fucking, like,
boom. So, little story about me being a stupid person. The first time, there's a beer in front of my face. The first time I ever saw an iPhone, I couldn't figure it out. So, I didn't realize it was touchscreen. I saw the one button, and I was just like, no. So how does that? I know it. Because it was just a blank screen. Yeah. I didn't see it on.
Yeah.
And that didn't even occur to me that it was a touchscreen.
Yeah. No, my mom and my grandma came up to Seattle when I was living there, when I got the first one. And I was like, oh, I got my new phone. And I showed it to them. They're like, how do you use it?
Yeah, how do you,
like, there's no buttons. Like, what do you do? It's just a piece of glass. Like, it blew their mind. But
I just got green bean juice on me. Let's dumb things down a little bit.
Yeah. But, yeah. It's crazy where, like, literally, like, nobody even knew what that was like.
You know, if it came down
to it. We got Aikenbauer in here.
Oh.
We got Danny Maxwell and Casey. All the homies.
You guys want to come over and finish my LJS?
He's got a... he fucking slammed that. He's got about a half of a hush puppy and a...
Two-thirds of a hush puppy. And
four green beans.
Guys, come over. There's four green beans.
We got Jamal.
Oh, Jamal.
Give us the thumbs up. How's it... you're in Vegas right now, aren't you? This isn't relevant to anyone listening, but Jamal's
He's
on a trade show.
Nobody's right now listening anymore.
Oh, Billy Fox.
Oh, Billy Fox.
We got. Oh, he gave us the. The flip. He flipped us off. Awesome.
Oh, Billy Fox, you son of a bitch. Billy, you should ask us a question or recommend a story for us to tell. That's not. I'm sorry for everybody listening. This is super boring, but we just started an Instagram Live, and six of our friends are on it, and we're kind of losing our minds right now.
Yeah, they're all harassing us. Really, Casey wants to see our wieners. Billy gave us – he loves us. Jamal is back in Austin now. So for you guys that are just joining, because obviously you haven't heard what we talked about before, Parker's ate Long John Silver's for the first time.
Bam. I've eaten it.
Jamal said Long John Silver's for life. I agree.
Oh, shit.
Will you go back?
Am I going to go back?
Not right away. You got to go once a year.
Let me just say it like this. If there's another, if there's an opportunity when, if somebody comes along and they're like, hey, we're going to Long John Silver's, I'll be like, oh, give me a two-piece with some clams, you know? Give me a two-piece with some clams. Maybe grab a, you know what? Grab me an extra order of hush puppies.
So... Yeah, Jamal's like those hush puppies, though. He got it.
Dude, if you fry any kind of bread, it's amazing.
Have you ever been to what's the Surfside? Have you been there?
Yeah, I went there for my birthday.
Their Well, I think they're corn fritters, but they're like hush puppies kind
of. No, no. The night that we went there, and I don't want to shit on anybody, and I rarely call out restaurants, but it was so gross. At one point in time, my brother-in-law snapped his chicken thigh, and so much oil came pouring out of the inside of the bone, and the meat was just like mush, like they had fried it to death. I'll go back there, but not tomorrow. Not for my fucking birthday. You better believe that.
Bill, he's like, you sure you want a story? And then he gave one. He's like, we can edit this out. Tell the story about Parker pranking porn shops.
Parker pranking porn shops. I did go on a prank phone call spree there.
Like a 10-year-old.
Like a 10-year-old. Well, a really advanced 10-year-old. I didn't just prank porn shops, man. I pranked all kinds of businesses. No, you know what Billy's thinking of is when I prank called the hotel and I acted like I was a trucker that had left a rather veiny object in the room and was wondering if it was in the lost and found. That's a real story. Billy, is that what you're talking about? Talking about?
Oh, shit. What did
I do? Oh! Oh, hey, you know, so last week we were talking about missionaries or Latter-day Saints.
Yeah.
We were talking about LDS, and this week we're talking about LJS, but I want to go back to LDS for 1 second. What if you could actively volunteer? What if you could go to it wouldn't even have to be the Mormon Church. What if you could just go to some like fringe religious organization and just be like, you know what? I want to experience this. I'm gonna go around, I'm gonna tag along with a couple of these guys and just see what happens.
I can tell you right now.
What
I can tell you which one the fucking ones that speak tongues and fucking play with snakes and shit. Like the fucking
Yeah, but those people don't really go door to door. You'd have to keep it door to door.
I mean, isn't there just a couple?
There's Seventh-day Adventists and LDS, lest we forget. I think those are the only two that aren't. But there's got to be some other ones out there.
I want to play some snakes, fucking talking tongues.
No, you don't, man. My grandma was an evangelist. I saw that stuff, and I didn't see any snakes. But if they would have pulled snakes out, I would have left that place immediately. Dude, my grandparents were they like found God later in their life. And they went in hard. And they became Reformed evangelists. So like my family's not necessarily religious, but it went from like, yeah, we don't even really mention anything related to God to we are talking in tongues and going to creepy backwoods. Oh yeah. And I'd go stay with them in the summertime and they'd be like, we're going to church on Sunday. It was like, oh God. And I kind of got used to it and just went with the flow. But then we went to a couple creepy places. And when I say creepy, I don't mean it was like in an alley somewhere, but it was like rural. Like this was like South Dakota and Western Nebraska. Yeah. Middle of nowhere.
Yeah. I mean, Nebraska is one thing, but South Dakota, that shit is like.
Oh, buddy.
Desolate.
Yeah. Well, there was only one time that I saw. It was like they had this event at like an Elks Club or something that they had rented. And these touring evangelists were the people that like put their hands on you and then like people fell down. Sorry. Yeah. And flopped around on the floor. And it made me so nervous because I was just like, these people are out of their minds. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I'm full of LJS right now. It's coming right out of me. But anyway, so like.
Do you think they had talked to them beforehand to like get the full?
No, I know exactly how it works. You go up there and you stand up straight and they push you over. And then you laid there and you flop around.
But what about the people that like couldn't walk and then they can walk?
That shit is all fake. Like,
isn't there a movie with like fucking
Robert Duvall? No, it's like called The Apostle.
Is that what it is? Like Steve Martin. That's or one. Something.
Oh yeah, yeah. Is Steve Martin. Yeah. All right. Absolutely. All right. Yeah, what's that movie called?
No idea.
But he's like a televangelist, yeah. Like a fake. Yeah. But, dude, that shit was, it was still spooky to me because I was like a little kid. I was probably like 11. So old enough to be like, you know, like that's not how people act. And there was, I'll never forget, there was one lady, like everybody just that this guy touched went down. And he was like a young guy. It wasn't like an old creepy guy. It was a young creepy guy with his group. And they sang songs and then they fucking healed people with their bullshit sweaty hands.
That's crazy that you saw it in person. I've only seen that
a couple times. Yeah. Couple times. This is the only time that it was like a big deal. Yeah. Other times, like the pastor of the local shit crazy church would come down and touch people and everybody just kind of, yeah, I saw that. But this was like a big deal. And I didn't know these people. These weren't, it was like in the middle of nowhere. So everybody goes down, they get touched, they fall back. But this one lady, this one poor, probably super sad lady, you know, middle-aged, just looked, was probably super lonely, but she rolled around on the floor for like the rest of the show. Like they touched everybody, but this one lady laid down there and I was like, she hit her head or something? Like seriously, like was just down and out. And everybody got back up, like the whole hands, laying the hands on was all over with. And now we were just back to party mode and singing songs, but not Katie. Lady. She's laying down and not getting up.
Yeah.
And that made me more uncomfortable than anything. So I was like, nobody's checking on her. Everybody thinks she's just soaking up in the Lord's love, but she might have a concussion.
She hit her head.
Yeah. She wasn't healed. She was severely injured. She suffered brain trauma.
On a lighter note, Steve Martin brought him up a second ago. Steve Martin, Martin Short. They're like best buds, dude.
Have you watched it yet?
I haven't watched it, but I see them. I saw them on fucking Jimmy Fallon, which I don't really like Jimmy Fallon. But Martin Short, dude. I always like Martin Short. Dude,
Martin Short is he is just incredible.
He's amazing.
Yeah. Dude,
Clifford?
I was just going to ask.
Dude, Clifford is like...
Dude, that was one of my favorite movies.
Dude, same here. I rented that all the time.
All the time.
Fucking running, find it and make sure it was there.
Dude. I never owned it, but I would rent it.
Oh, yeah, I didn't own it either, but... Oh, God. I wonder, what it's like now, if it holds up. But
it does hold up.
Yeah, Clifford.
I saw it maybe 3 or 4 years ago. It was, on TV. I was somewhere, I was like, I was in a hotel, and Clifford was on it, and it was right at the part. Spoiler alert. It was right at the part where...
he's on the roller coaster at the end of it?
No. It was... he's eating that giant bowl of cereal, and the dude that he's driving crazy just shoves his face in. And his head comes up, and he plays it so well. Dude, Martin Short is a comedy genius.
Did you hear that movie, they filmed it, and then it didn't come out? They filmed it in, late 80s, early 90s. And then
I don't ever remember it being in a movie.
And then it didn't come out. It was direct to video, and then it didn't come out until the mid 90s. So it was 4 or 5 years old when it even actually came out. Yeah. So weird.
That's really unfortunate because if any of you are fans of Martin Short,
we've got Austin and we've got Billy.
What's up, Taysho? Taysh. You know, Taysh loves Martin Short.
But yeah, him and
peanut butter.
Martin Short and Steve Martin, they do group colonoscopies together. Did you know that? They sit at their house and fucking
go
like,
up, yeah, go up the behind.
Yeah, it's rich people. Just
check
chilling.
Things out.
Yeah,
yeah.
They're Dude, old. They're like 1,000 years old,
at least. Martin Short in Arrested Development was so goddamn funny.
Oh, dude, the bullet?
The bullet. Dragon, shoot me.
He's like, take me to the nuts.
To the nuts. And then he takes it to that guy. And then he's like, the mix, bridge mix.
No, he's like, the mix nuts.
Yeah, the bridge mix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah. I was crying. Oh, they're sitting out on the balcony. And Portia de Rossi, or no, it's Jason Bateman, is like, whatever his name is, Uncle Bullet or whatever. You feel safe sitting on that ledge? Oh, Dragon's got me. Oh, Dragon's been inside for 15 minutes. Mama!
Yeah.
You know, it's so dumb.
Oh, what was the movie critic? Oh, fuck. The fat suit. movie critic guy.
Oh, Jiminy Glick.
Yeah, Jiminy Glick.
Like, that shit was 10 years ahead of its time.
It was, but then they did it again. Like, it came out like a
couple years ago. Too little, too late. I swear to God, if that show would have... It was just way ahead of its time. People couldn't get it. They're like, is he being a character or is he just... What is this? You know? But it was like... I don't know. Like, it was right around the Ali G show coming to America.
Yeah.
You know, you would have thought that it would have worked a little bit better, but I don't think it did. It's fucking hilarious, man. So funny.
Well, he did that show, too. It was with that woman from Saturday Night Live. Like, it was like Martin and something. I don't know.
I don't know.
But yeah, they had some kind of show, and it didn't last very long, but that's where you brought the...
Ed Grimley?
Ooh, Ed Grimley?
Cartoon?
Fuck with Ed Grimley, dude.
Dude, did you watch the cartoon?
I must say. dude. I watched the cartoon and the Saturday Night Live shit. That shit's hilarious.
I know. How crazy is it that a Saturday Night Live character had a Saturday morning cartoon character?
And also, like, he did, like, three fucking, like, skits. Like, I don't think it was, like, a very...
Yeah, he wasn't on the show for very long. Thing.
Yeah.
No.
So SNL, fucking Robert Downey Jr. and
Forgotten cast.
And what's the other fucking guy?
Anthony Michael Hall.
Yeah, Anthony Michael Hall. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
That shit's crazy. And that was like during their fucking like heyday.
No, it wasn't.
Well, it was like
Lorne Michaels wasn't doing the show.
But wasn't it like right after like their
fucked
shit?
Up. They fucked up. So it was the original cast, which was great. Aykroyd and Gilda Radner. Chevy Chase originally, but he left and Bill Murray showed up, blah, blah, blah. Then the second cast was essentially a bunch of nobodies, but Eddie Murphy blew it the fuck up with like famous sketches such as I'm Gumby, damn it, and Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood, which was Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood. But I'm Buckwheat. Yeah, dude. Oh, my God. But he was like the light of the show. And to my understanding, I was obsessed with Saturday Night Live. Got a few books. But when that cast bailed, then Lorne left as well. And it was, and then the show was run by like the head of NBC, some bullshit. And that was when those guys, that cast.
But for their hate, not SNL's, but their hate. Like, wasn't that like, like slightly after like Weird Science and fucking like. Oh, he's going in for some fucking Long John Silvers, guys. Just fucking smashing it. But,
so fucking good.
Yeah, it was like right after their...
I want to say. I'm not trying to be a know-it-all.
I must say.
That would have been like in like 83, 85. So like...
That would have been before Weird Science. Weird Science was like 84, 85.
But Breakfast Club would have been before that. Anthony Michael Hall was in that. And I don't know. Maybe we should IMDb this and stop.
We were born, what? 84. I was 84. You were 84. 84. Yeah. Absolutely. And I think that shit was like right around that era and then slightly after.
Speaking of this era, I watched the original Ghostbusters this morning with the baby.
Yeah.
He actually paid attention to it. I mean, we skipped around. We didn't watch everything. But, holds up every time.
Dude, I love it.
Do all, good.
Also, the second one, Ghost Peace Sign. But,
fantastic. But I'm watching this, and we should probably wrap this up, because I need to go throw up. I feel sick. I don't feel good, guys. Call.
He ate an entire box of Long John Silver's.
I saw a tapeworm, and I just kept eating. No, anyway, it was delicious. So during the montage when the Ghostbusters have made it and like New York like likes them and they're doing all this stuff, they show magazines that they're on.
Oh yeah.
And magazine, the Omni magazine with a proton pack on it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Anyway, that whole scene was super dope. Cause that was like everyone was like going crazy about Ghostbusters. Mm-hmm.
Ghostbusters, what do you want?
Oh, man. who was that guy? The fucking nerdy guy. Fuck.
Louis Tully?
No,
Egon?
No, the... The one that dated the receptionist.
Louis Tully.
No.
He was Rick Moranis.
Rick Moranis.
His name in Ghostbusters is Louis Tully. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Also a member of SCTV with Martin Short.
Also, he's a hell of a guy. Did you hear the reason he's not doing movies? Is his wife died of cancer and he decided to just be a father and like stop doing movies?
And why would he? I mean, that dude made a killing.
Smashed. Yeah. He did so the Goldbergs, which we've talked about.
Yep.
The Goldbergs, as of this last season, did a Spaceballs episode.
Oh, okay.
And
may the Schwartz be with you.
And he did a little cameo. Just a voice cameo. But it was like, I think it's like him coming out of hiding. Like it was the first time he's done anything.
I mean, I came out of hiding for the Goldbergs.
Dude.
From sitcom television,
then. The Goldbergs.
So good.
Not
I'm good at everything. That's why I'm learning Kung Fu.
So I listen to this other podcast called Podcast The Ride, where they seriously just tear apart like amusement park rides. But Jeff, why am I drawing a blank? Jeff from Goldberg's, the dad.
I'm sorry, I'm suffering from some serious gastro, and this is not a joke. Done? I mean, it's like gurgling up on me.
Yeah. We're at 45
guys,
minutes.
Think good thoughts for me.
Well,
what the fuck is Jeff's name? What's his last name? All I can think is Goldberg.
Jeff Goldberg.
No, we're stupid.
For a parting, we're parting words like last thoughts. You know, Long John Silver's.
Hey, you know what? I just appreciate everybody's input and your enthusiasm in getting me to eat this. I welcome you making fun of me for my order and the fact that I poo-pooed the poo-poo platter for so long from Long John Silver's. You're all true people. You're all truth sayers. I asked if you had eaten this seemingly obscure fast food, and you came forward and you said, yes. Yes, I do. I enjoy it. And I thank you for that.
Jeff Garland. There it is.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks again to our Patreon subscribers. Brandon and I are going to do a topless catalog of just us just for you guys.
Alternating months.
Be 12 months of Brandon and I wrestling.
Yeah. Six months, Parker. Six months, me.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, guys. We'll see you next time.